The United States Department of Agriculture estimates almost 700,000 people across the country will lose food stamps in a new Trump administration rule announced today. Liam Niemeyer reports the Ohio Valley could take a disproportionate hit.
The rule will make it harder for states to waive requirements that able adults without children work at least 20 hours or lose their food stamps. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says the rule is supposed to encourage SNAP recipients to get jobs. Current SNAP rules limit people to 3 months of aid in a 3-year period unless they're working, but states can issue waivers to high unemployment counties. This rule makes it more difficult for those counties to qualify. Policy analyst Seth DiStefano with the left-leaning West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy says that could put food insecure people in Appalachia in a tougher situation.
It's going to be very bad. Demand at food banks and soup kitchens will skyrocket. Those organizations will not be able to keep up.
The rule is expected to go into effect in April, but opponents plan to challenge it. A 2018 USDA report estimates more than 2 million people in the Ohio Valley participated in SNAP that year. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.